Well, the only thing I could see to do it, first I became a conservative. And I promptly became thoroughly and totally disenchanted and disgusted with conservatives. They are the most cowardly bunch of finks that I have ever had to deal with. They're all busy calling me a communist now so as to prove that they're not Nazis. This is what the Birch Society says. This is what Haga says. All these nicey-nicey sweetie pants are all busy saying, oh, Rockwell, he's a commie. Don't go near him. They're absolutely disgusting. So I gave up being a conservative. I said, I'm going to fight. I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, every bit of it I know. And I have been. And ever since then, in spite of the toughness of the fight, I have been winning some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. People who are no cowards, people who are no hypocrites. Our country is drowning in hypocrisy and cowardice. Now, will you tell me how a cowardly, hypocritical conservative who says, I love Jews and Negroes are my best friends, how is he going to save his country from hypocrisy doing that? So I became a Nazi, because I found out what a Nazi is. A Nazi is a man who believes in the white race above all things. Adolf Hitler said the white race is a master race. That doesn't mean we have to persecute anybody else, but it means we've got to keep our own country white. If Israel is a Jewish country and has the right to be Jewish, if Ghana is a black country and has the right to be black, why don't we have the right to keep a white country white and Christian? Well, how long do you people think you'd last if you went over there to Israel and campaigned in the Jewish schools in Israel against singing Jewish songs? And yet they're over here campaigning against us singing Christmas carols in ours. And in school after school, state after school, they get them stopped. You can't sing Christmas carols in school anymore. They won't tolerate it, but we must. I'm just simply saying Hitler discovered that this has gone far enough and he stopped it in Germany. There's only three places on the face of the earth that have ever whipped communism, not talked about it like Rabbit Welch or Billy James Hoggins, but have actually whipped it. And those three places are Spain, and they hate Spain, Italy, and Germany. They whipped communism and got rid of it. And to do it, of course, they had a little difficulty with the Jews. Because the minute you go after communists, you're going to run into the Jews. Which is why the Birch Society can never get any place, because they keep saying how they love Jews and they hate communism. It's like saying you love to go swimming, but you hate to get wet. You can't do